Let me first say that I try not to see Syria in isolation, because Syria, what the conflict in Syria and the forces involved, and I don't mean the Manning, I mean the issues, whether it's the opposition, moderate opposition against a repressive regime, or whether it's just, you know, an underpinning of Sunni and Shia conflict, or whether it's, you know, the fact that the conflict has been somewhat hijacked by extremists on both sides, Lebanese Hezbollah on the Shia side or on the regime side, and elements of al-Qaeda on the Sunni side. It's a conflict or a challenge that stretches from Beirut to Damascus to Baghdad. So when you ask me what should we do about Syria, I think it's a much broader question than that. I think it's a question of how do we address this as a regional issue.
Will you give them weapons? They've been asking for weapons and specific kinds of weapons. Will you give them weapons?
Well, there's a we've prepared at the request of our senior elected officials. We've prepared options across the whole spectrum, from arming to use of our own military forces. And those decisions have not yet been made, so I won't comment on them.
Okay. Do we know yet of a date when that is going to be made, that decision, or at least that time frame for that?
Well, I don't know when that decision will be made. I mean, look, it's not that we're not doing things already, and that's an important point. I mean, we've provided hundreds of millions of dollars in non-lethal assistance. We've got military forces that are supporting our allies in the region, notably in Turkey and in Jordan. And so we're not idle, but in terms of the application of our own military instrument of power, that decision has not yet been made. I would say, though, that the suffering is absolutely atrocious and tragic. At the same time, I think the issues, remember I suggested to you that the internal factors contributing to the conflict are very deep-seated and enduring. And so my personal judgment is that we're looking at probably a 10-year challenge. This is not something that's going to be solved overnight, no matter what anyone does.
One trusted and longtime source I've spoken to referred to Syria, when you start looking at the complexity of problems and actors there, as the bar scene from Star Wars. And it doesn't matter whether or not it's a civil war or whether or not it's something else. It's going to spiral out. So that's the real key, is getting to other places, perhaps, and dealing with some issues in other places like Iraq, like Baghdad, like Beirut. Is that accurate or close?
Well, I think we need to both help our partners in the region, and I include in that the Lebanese Armed Forces, the Jordanian military, and the Iraqi security force. I think we need to help them deal with the spillover effect, sure.